Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey, and ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. For more than 20 years, we've had a holiday luncheon for cabinet members. It started in the Reagan administration. Only six of us attended the first one in 1982, including Vice President Bush. The tradition has continued and grown over the years. We now invite all current and former cabinet members, both parties. And this past holiday season, 42 cabinet members enjoyed a festive lunch at the historic Blair House. In years past, we've had members dating back to the Kennedy and Johnson years. The farthest back we could look this year was Bill Ussery. He served as Secretary of Labor for President Ford, who just recently passed away. Each year, I serve as the MC, and I solicit predictions from all the attendees. An example of those predictions, Ed Harper. He worked for Ronald Reagan. He predicted the St. Louis Cardinals would win the World Series again in 07. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Johanns. He predicted that the current front runners for the 08 presidential election will not be in front at the end of the year. And that sounds like trouble for Hillary Clinton and John McCain. Frank Carlucci, Secretary of Defense for Ronald Reagan, he predicted his wife would have her credit card stolen and he would not report it because a robber would never be able to spend as much money as his wife does. He's in trouble. John Sununu from New Hampshire suggested that Carlucci would have to sleep in a hotel room tonight after his prediction. Looking at the presidential primary contest, Sununu, coming from New Hampshire, offered the smarter remark that Iowa picks corn, New Hampshire picks presidents. Former Secretary of Energy Spence Abraham said, "We would see $80 oil this year." Well, it's going the other way now, I'm glad. Jim Woolsey, CIA for President Clinton, said, "We can expect more incentives to encourage us to move away from reliance on oil and gas." And of course, he's talking about turning to ethanol and wind. I said President Bush will lose fast-track authority this year, and $3 corn is here to stay. On the $3 corn, I hope I'm right. It was great fun, and we'll be back at the Blair House again next year. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.